Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 47 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltaka, and today on the podcast, I've got a quick update on all things firearm related. As you guys know, there's a ton of news that has happened in the last 2 weeks since the last podcast, but the most exciting thing I want to share with you today is a huge announcement from the CCFR, a project that we are launching on October the 2nd. I'm bringing Tracy Wilson on to talk about that, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. Okay, all that and more right after this.
Wolverine Supply is your one-stop shop for anything and everything firearms, optics, ammunition, accessories, and archery. Exclusive Canadian distributor for the industry's top-tier brands and manufacturers with access to some of the most sought-after products in the country. Our online store provides convenient shopping and full access to our entire inventory 24/7. For 30 years, Wolverine Supplies has been an industry leader in the firearms community and continuously strives to provide an unbeatable customer experience. Check us out online at wolverinesupplies.com and to sign up to our newsletter, that's wolverinesupplies.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I want to try to get through this stuff as quickly as possible because I just can't wait for you guys to hear what we've got cooking at the CCFR for the election season, the last couple of weeks before D-Day. So let me whip through this stuff really quick. Number one, if those of you that are still waiting for patches from our most recent contest, the patches were manufactured, they came in, and some of them actually have gone out already. So some of you that were waiting probably have the patches already. And if you don't, you'll probably see them within the next week or so. If you guys remember during the contest, I had said on several occasions, while supplies last, so you want to get in quick. But some of the people that got in quick were mixed in with some of the people that didn't in our lists when we sent out all this stuff, and we ran out. But the response was so incredible for that contest, and I just can't tell you how much I really appreciate all of your support, and I just appreciate you guys supporting us just from an ideological and a moral point of view. It just really means a lot. So everybody deserves a patch. We've got them produced. It took a little while to get them, but they're in now and they are on the way, just so you know. Next thing I wanted to talk about real quick was the Trudeau announcement. As you guys know, we are facing the worst assault on legal gun ownership in this country probably since the early 90s. Probably worse, because they're actually going to prohibit a ton of firearms, hundreds of thousands of firearms from law-abiding gun owners. So, as you know, the Trudeau government want to ban so-called assault weapons. They still won't stop using that term, no matter how many times they're proven that term is inaccurate. So probably, in my opinion, they're probably going to call them centerfire semi-automatic rifles with detachable magazines. I would imagine that's what they think is an assault weapon. And if that happens, it'll be devastating. And as you guys probably already know, there's going to be no grandfathering. There's going to be no, you're not keeping them. It's a buyback, just like New Zealand. And when New Zealand happened, you know, the people in the Trudeau government and the anti-gun forces here in Canada were crowing about how awesome that is when you use government's force to take firearms from people that haven't done anything to deserve it because one person did a bad thing. Apparently that standard doesn't apply to everything, only the things that they don't like. So we don't blame an entire group of people for the actions of one or two or five of them in any other aspect of our society. But apparently if it's gun owners, that's okay. Anyway, as gun owners, we just can't take this anymore. We can't take it lying down. Those days are over. It's absolutely over. So the only way to get around this right now is that the Trudeau government and the Green Party and the NDP, none of those people can be anywhere near power. The Greens and the NDP have said flat out they want to ban guns too, and they don't mind using government guns to do it. So, you know, I hate to, you know, we started the CCFR to be a nonpartisan organization, but it's hard to be nonpartisan when you have three parties that are trying to ban you out of existence and you haven't done anything to deserve it. So it's difficult. So anyway, the only way to save your guns this time around and for at least the foreseeable future, is make sure that there is no coalition government that has enough power to overrule a gun-friendly government or gun-friendly coalition, okay? So how do you do that? You have to vote, and you have to get all of your family members, anybody that's 19 and over, your extended family, people in your neighborhood, whatever. And if you have to rent a stinking bus and load these people into the bus, as long as they're legal to vote, and drive them to the polls to vote, that's what you need to do. If you're a gun owner, you should be busy during the advance polls, and you should be busy on election day driving people around, if that's whatever it takes. Get grandma out there to cast a vote. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing right now. Anyway, having said that, that's what we're facing there. Bill Blair, it's another kind of a little story that's going on. As Bill Blair went on TV after Justin Trudeau made his announcement, I saw on two separate clips. I have those clips here. I'm going to make a video about it. I just may have to delay making that video for a couple of weeks. You'll know why soon in this podcast. But basically, in both of these media appearances that he did, he flat out either isn't entirely incompetent and doesn't know what the law for storing a restricted firearm is, or he's flat out lying to Canadians. It would not surprise me if he's lying, and it wouldn't surprise me if he's incompetent. But I don't know which is which, but anyway, one of those things is going on because he flat out told Canadians something that wasn't true. And he said that used the same story in each of those media appearances, so something's going on. It's not like he just misspoke. So anyway, that's what we've come to expect from the Trudeau government, and it's just bad. These people have to go. Next thing I want to talk about real quick is the Ontario Chiefs of Police. They came out and supported this so-called assault weapon ban, and that's horrible. I mean, the Ontario Chiefs of Police, whatever they're called, I don't even know what the name of their organization is, they're obviously a political organization, because real cops, real law enforcement know that law-abiding gun owners are not a problem. And to me, you know what this says? It's the Ontario Chiefs of Police, or whatever they're called, they're just admitting that they are completely powerless, and they failed despite the billions of dollars and the thousands and thousands of people that they have. They have failed to reduce crime, to protect Canadians. And now that they're out of ideas, they need something to last the next 5 or 6 years before they're exposed as being completely ineffective yet again. I know those are hard words for those guys, but they should know better. Let me put it to you like this. When I was at TACCOM a few weeks ago, I had a conversation, and it was one of the best conversations I've had in years. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. And it's very rare, because I have too many conversations. I don't enjoy a lot of them. Okay. But this young, very well put together Toronto City policeman came to the booth, and we had a great chat, and he works in the Jane and Finch area in Toronto. And he knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly why there's all these shootings. He knows exactly who's doing the shootings. And he knows exactly why that Toronto police can't stop it. And, you know, I knew the things that he was telling me, but I'm not a police officer. And I can't, you know, profess to be on the street and know all that stuff that he knows. And it was just really, really, it was just an awesome talk, and it just reminds me of the kind of conversation and the kind of relationship that that groups like ours and civilians should have with law enforcement and with their government. And if we could get a lot of law enforcement, certainly the leadership of most of these law enforcement organizations and the government, to just be honest and be interested in keeping that relationship with citizens, then we would be solving our problems instead of lying against each other to try to get these political solutions put in. So anyway, very disappointed in the Ontario Police Chiefs Association, or whatever they're called. Just really, really bad. I think sometimes these guys get up at the brass level of these police forces, like Bill Blair, and he forgets where his authority, both legal and moral authority, comes from. You know, it comes from us, right? It comes from the people that pay through the nose for those services. The authority that we give them the authority to kill people if need be, to shoot them, right? And to use physical force against them, and to protect them when they do that. And part of the deal is we have to be able to trust them, and they have to work in our best interest. And I don't know, I've worked with police for a long time, and there's a lot of good people out there working day to day to do that job. And there's a lot of people working against them at the same time. It's very disappointing. Anyway, the other thing I want to mention, one last thing, was the Fifth Estate. All right, so we knew the Fifth Estate thing, targeted. This episode was coming, and you know, I'd been interacting with the Fifth Estate for about 6 months, right, Tracy and I? Well, not 6 months, pardon me. It was since May. So May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, I guess coming up 5 months. And they, you know, their communication with us was, we want to do something different. We, you know, you guys say you don't get the, you know, a fair shake in the media. We want to tell your side of the story. And, you know, it's just these guys, you know, and I'm like, they're lying to us, whatever. And I thought, well, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. They were coming to TACCOM anyway. They wanted to come to our AGM and we didn't, you know, we thought about doing that and we were advised against it. So we didn't. And cause we, you know, knew what they were after, but, anyway, they were coming to TACCOM. So we said, well, we'll chat with you at TACCOM regardless. So anyhow, all of this monkey, and we had a really great conversation with them, with Mark Kelly at TACCOM and everything. And all this monkey business. And what was it at the end of the day? It was a wasted 20 minutes of time that I think none of us will ever get back, because it was exactly what you expected. And it was in no way unique or valuable, more valuable than anything else you've ever seen on CBC, right? At the end of the day, it was like, okay, roll out the victims. The victims are like, yeah, I got shot. And of course that's horrible. Nobody says it's not horrible, right? But yeah, I got shot. And if you don't agree with my crazy ideas, when it comes to gun control, then you're as bad as the person that shot me. That's really what it is. And it's a tragedy that this is the way it is, but this is our reality in Canada. And then of course you have gun guys. And so of course they want to, you know, how do I put this delicately? They want to show the shallow nature of our side of the argument. So, you know, it's like, well, we're gun owners and we don't hurt anybody. That was the message. You know, yeah, we use guns for sport and all kinds of things, but they never, you know, I guess the impression that I had when I was speaking to them was, we're going to dig down and we're going to find out why Canadians really have guns. Why guns are so important, why Canadians, you know, are so interested in hanging on to their guns. Like, this is the story that needs to be told that none of them seem to have the guts to tell. And it's not even really the guts. Well, I guess it would be the guts, because they don't want to lose any of the government money, right? When the government is paying for media, this is exactly what you get. So it ended up to just be this washy, meaningless, same stuff that you've seen 100 times. And it's just disappointing, because they had an opportunity to do something truly different, and they didn't. One of the things I did tell Mark Kelly and the producer, one of the producers of that show of the Fist of the State, is if you ever wanted to really know what the answer to all this crime and what the answer to even the low levels of gun violence that we have in Canada, I said, look no further than the CBC itself. The CBC did a series of in-depth reports, in-depth mini documentaries a while ago. And it was, I think it was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It was called Under the Gun. And they did one, I've said this before, but just in case you guys don't remember that, it's totally worth watching. So if you go to YouTube, type in Under the Gun, you'll see that there's an episode where they did an in-depth look at this area outside of Ottawa called Banff Ledbury. And I think it's kind of like Jane and Finch, you know, it's an intersection or something. And this community was stricken with gun violence and gang violence. And they actually did community outreach programs and tutoring programs and after school programs and all this stuff. And they did it for a period of 10 years. And they went from having a very high firearm violence rate to firearm violence rate went to zero. Well, the homicide rate went to zero over the course of 10 years. And they talked about all the different programs that it took to do that. And that was truly the answer. Now, it was once on CBC, truly the answer. And do you think that anybody gives a crap about the fact that CBC actually unearthed, they dug up the actual real answer? No way. What are we at? Well, we're going to take your semi-autos because we're going to take your semi-auto rifles because gangsters are shooting each other in downtown Toronto with handguns. That's where we're at, folks. So I'm going to wrap this up so we can get on to Tracy Wilson. It's far more important than what I'm saying. But again, I will reiterate, this election is for everything. This is for all the marbles. If you want to keep your guns, then you have to get involved. You should be the busiest person on your block come election time. It's only a few weeks away, and you got to grab every single person capable of legally casting a vote and voting against the NDP, voting against the Liberals, and voting against the Greens. These people are, they can't be reasoned with. They can't, they're not interested in honesty. They're not interested in dialogue. I don't know what's going on with them. You know, because we've been here the whole time asking for dialogue. They want nothing to do with us. They just want to use force. So anyway, it all comes down to October the 21st. So make sure that you do your part if you want to keep your guns. All right, I'm going to leave it off here for now. I'll be right back with Tracy Wilson.
Once you lose rights, it's nearly impossible to get them back. Right now, there are politicians and bureaucrats working day and night to eliminate your ability to own and use firearms in Canada. They're talking about not allowing you to keep your firearms at home and even taking away the ones you already have. It's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. Activism is a lot of work, and most people don't have the time. But something that you can do is support the CCFR. For $40 a year, you can be a part of the hardest working firearm organization in Canada and get $5 million worth of insurance. The CCFR lobbies government and works to improve the public image of gun owners through media and educational campaigns. Protect your own ability to own and use firearms before it's too late. Go to firearmrights.ca and click Why Join. That's firearmrights.ca.
All right, on the Skype, I've got Tracy Wilson, I think, of the Canadian Coalition for Firearms Rights, isn't it?
Firearm Rights. Yeah.
One firearm, many rights, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Although I really like having lots of firearms, too, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should change the name.
Firearms Rights?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the Canadian NRA, apparently. That might be a good name change.
Well, Justin Trudeau thinks we already are, so you know, I don't know. Why fight the machine, right? So
anyway, we're here on the, yeah, we could just banter around all day. We're here to talk about something very exciting. It's the big announcement.
I know, and honestly, I'm living on coffee and terror at this point because this government is scaring the hell out of me. But I got to tell you, what we've thrown together in a short amount of time since the announcement by the Liberal government that they plan to do, you know, sweeping bans and mass confiscations of our legally acquired firearms in order to combat gang crime. Yeah, it's pretty amazing that we've been able to put this together. And I know it's taken my entire focus this week, but I am super, super excited to share it with everybody.
Awesome. Well, why don't I let you tell everybody what we're doing?
Okay. Well, as you may or may not know, we have registered the CCFR as a third-party political advertiser. And that means that we can participate in, you know, partisan or political activities as far as the election goes. Now, we don't have a heck of a lot of time before October 21st. So we've been looking at different types of advertising. You've got your regular stuff that everybody does, like billboards, you know, bus shelter park benches, you know, maybe some TV commercials, things like that. And we thought, you know what, we need a way that we can connect with millions of people, gun owners and non-gun owners alike, and just let them know that we think that the Liberal government has not only failed to address crime and instead targeted gun owners, but has absolutely given up on targeting crime. So what we did was we went out and we found ourselves a 30-foot C-class RV. So you got to picture the sides of this thing. It's like 10 feet tall, 30 feet long, basically a giant rolling billboard. And we've wrapped the entire thing with the most amazing graphic that you can imagine. I'll let you describe the graphic, but this is basically like a tour bus. And we're going to be basically going across half the country with this thing, talking to gun owners, talking to MPs on both sides of this debate, talking with everyday Canadians, finding out what they know about this, finding out how this affects people, and seeing if we can change some hearts and minds along the journey.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very exciting. And the only reason I'm kind of absent here is I'm looking for the picture because I keep forgetting what it says on the side of this thing.
Well, I can tell you, it's a giant, like, red and gray bus, basically. You got to picture this thing. It's 30 feet long, 10 feet tall. You drive it around. It's not a camper that you would attach on the back of a truck. It's its own unit, like a tour bus. And it says in great big letters up at the top, liberal failure. So that's pretty eye-catching, you know, wherever we go.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's got some pictures of all our usual suspects, a great big portrait of Justin Trudeau on it, along with his merry band of comrades. We've got Ralph Goodale, Adam Vaughan, Mark Holland, Bill Blair, all our favorites. So they're all on there. And then it says some stuff underneath, too. It says, soft on crime, tough on gun owners. Gun owners want a safer Canada, too. Now, you can't even imagine by my words how beautiful this bus is. Okay, so you've got to go and look at it. Where can people find it, Rod?
They can go, if you go to firearmrights.ca right now, you'll actually be... You will be redirected to a landing page. And so on the top of the page, the name of this project is right there. It's called the CCFR Integrity Tour. We're on the search, driving across about a third of Canada in search of liberal integrity. I'm skeptical whether we'll find any. And then you'll see a picture of Canada with a picture of the bus right in the middle. A couple of sentences about what we're doing, and then three buttons across the bottom. One says donate, one says become a member, one says continue on to firearmrights.ca. So if you want to skip the two first buttons, you can continue on to our website just by clicking that button. But if you want to see what that bus looks like, you can go there right now and see it. It's glorious. It's a rolling billboard that says liberal failure with Justin Trudeau's face right on the side of it.
This is so beautiful. Like, if you have not looked at this, guys, go to it right now, firearmrights.ca. You'll find it there. And, of course, we're going to splash it all over social media. Now, during this trip, like, we're talking, this is a pretty long trip, right? So you're going to fly into Ottawa. We're going to jump on this bus. We've got Sergeant Saunders at the wheel. And we're going to start here in Ottawa. There's some stuff we can do here. And then we're going to head across to La Belle Province and go over the Montreal way to Papineau and visit our dear friend, Justin, right?
I don't think he's going to be too friendly, but that's okay. We have a giant bus with his face on it. On the back of the bus, by the way, it says honk if you support legal gun owners. So we are, you know, this is how far the CCFR will go to let the rest of Canada know that we're concerned about safety too, and we're really, really disappointed in what the Liberals have done. They've completely given up on crime. And as a result of their inability to control the criminal activity in cities and in rural communities, now they're going to take our guns away. And it's a lose-lose proposition. And I've been talking about this. I did a variety of different of interviews, and you did some too, and you were on television, which is great. I did another interview this morning, another one in the morning before I actually go to do some teaching tomorrow. And you know, these guys have given up, as you said, on crime. They won't do anything about it. And at the same time, they want to destroy their relationship with legal gun owners. So rather than do that, I'm encouraging them to actually solve their crime problems. That way, all Canadians are better off and we get to keep our guns and everybody wins. So we need to draw attention to that. And this is how far, this is the level of commitment that the CCFR has to the cause that you and I and Sergeant Saunders would get into a bus and drive halfway across the country from Montreal to Regina to visit our friend Ralph and ask him if he can explain to us what his ideas are.
Yeah, like we're going to cover probably, 6,000 or 7,000 kilometers of good Canadian soil. We're going to meet all kinds of people along the way. We're going to be talking to people and get their point of view. We're going to be answering questions. I imagine there will be some media involved. But the entire time, the focus is going to be looking for a Liberal candidate that is willing to have a conversation with integrity and look at the data and look at where we need to focus, which is on violent criminals. So we're going to be out on the search. You can be out on the search looking for us too. So keep your eyes peeled. We will be posting updates on where we're going to be, where we're going, and where we have been. We'll be vlogging. So like video blogging the entire thing. So there's going to be so much content rolling out of the CCFR over the next couple of weeks that we are going to saturate social media and the interwebs with all the good good word of the gun-loving folk here in Canada.
With the good word.
The good word of the gun-loving folks, yes.
Well, we also have, and speaking of that, we have a wireless LTE router in the RV. And Tracy's got a new computer coming. And basically what we're going to do is all the interactions that we have, we're going to film them and plus the vlogs and all the rest of that stuff and updates. And we're going to be editing that video while we're driving to the next location and uploading it while we're there. So all of you can come along this journey with us and see everything that we're seeing, experience everything that we're experiencing. So that'll be flying all over social media. And basically we are, to do a little Matrix speak, we're jacking our pirate signal into the Matrix mobile from the liberal failure bus in real time. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of content and hopefully a lot of really exciting video. I'm sure a lot of liberal candidates are going to refuse to talk to us. So we're going to make sure that we get their refusal on video and let you know exactly where they stand with their unbelievably effective plan on fighting crime and keeping Canadians safe.
I can't believe you said that without laughing.
I'm getting good at it.
You're getting really good at it. Yeah. Almost time for a job in politics. But I'm really looking forward to it. And this is the whole, you know, this reminds me of the roots of the CCFR. We are a grassroots organization. We've got the largest volunteer base. We've got the highest rate of growth of any organization. And this is just another example of how we're going to take our advocacy and take it right down to the people out across the country. Like, we're going to be crossing provinces here, talking to thousands of people, hopefully. And I'm really looking forward to it because I want gun owners to know we don't have to just, you know, we don't have to just keep taking it. I am sick of taking it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And probably a million people will see this bus. You can't miss it. It's liberal red with gray and Justin's face on the side and both sides of it. You cannot miss it. So another thing. So make sure when you guys see these videos and you see the information and the stuff that we're putting up, you got to share it on social media. You got to push this everywhere. And we want the hashtag integrity tour to trend. So it's on the side of the bus. It'll be in all of the videos that we upload. We'll be uploading stuff to Twitter with the hashtag integrity tour. It's going to be awesome. So that tour starts. We haven't said that yet, but it starts on October the 2nd, I believe.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, the bus is getting wrapped as we speak. Hopefully everything will be A-OK with that and we'll be ready to roll out on October the 2nd. And I will be with the tour all the way through to the GTA, to Toronto, and to, as we're going to go meet some of our good friends in Toronto. And we'll be filming all those interactions. It will be interesting. We have a whole list of locations. And, you know, Tracy and I were going to talk about all the stops we're going to make, but I think we're just going to keep those secret for a little bit longer because, you know, we don't want to give people time to prepare. Out there looking for an honest conversation and we expect to have one, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we will be revealing some locations along the way. So there'll be an opportunity for people to come out and talk to us and see us and check out the bus, get a picture with it, and make sure you post a picture on social media with the hashtag integrity tour. And but you're right. We don't want to give them time to uproot and move campaign offices because we are coming.
Yes. And these campaign offices will have a 30-foot RV with a picture of Justin Trudeau and all his henchmen on the side with the giant caption liberal failure. And hopefully that will spark maybe a few conversations on the side of the road. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So yeah, I am really excited. We better start packing because we don't have a lot of days to go before we hit the road, but we'll have all this out This will all be going on, and then we'll turn around, we'll head back to Ottawa at the end of the tour, and be right back in time for a full report on the election and how that's going. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy couple weeks, but I think this is exactly what Canadian gun owners need, is they need to know that their voice is being heard, they need to be listened to, and they need their message carried right across the country and not just in an echo chamber. So,
yeah, we need to get... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I just said, hopefully this is exactly how we do that.
Yeah, we want to get out in front of Canadians, and the mainstream media is very they're not exactly fair, and that's my understatement of today. And this is something that they can't control. So, you know, rather than be a frustrated gunner, well, you know, we're not getting on CBC or whatever. We're not being fairly represented. We're going right to the people. And it's a lot of work and it's a lot of stress. It's been a really stressful 4 days for Tracy and I. But we're making this happen. And we're going to get out and talk to everyday Canadians and drive that stinking billboard a third of the way across the country. So, again, that's what we're willing to do for this fight. We're not willing to sit home and talk about how much heavy lifting we're doing. We're out there actually doing it. So if you want to support us, you can do that. You can become a member of the CCFR, or you can go to firearmrights.ca and donate if you want. And as I said, check out a picture of the bus. So the next time that you hear from Tracy and I, we'll be actually on the bus looking to kick off this tour with a press conference in West Block on Parliament Hill this coming Wednesday. Everything going well.
Yes, that's right. And then, like Rod said, there'll be content flowing constantly out of this. So you're going to want to stay tuned to the CCFR's Integrity Tour. And we'll let you know as soon as we find some. We will let you know. You'll be the first to know.
It'll be a red alert. We might have found a thread of it, a shred.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope perfect. So. And if not, then the good news is at least the rest of Canada will also know what we know. So... That's important.
Yeah, that's that works. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, Tracy, and we will look forward to talking to you when we kick this tour off.
That's awesome. See you on the bus.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for episode 47 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I hope you are all as excited as I am about the Liberal failure bus that we are going to be driving all over the GTA, the Ottawa area, all the way to Regina, Saskatchewan, to visit Ralph Goodale. I think this is one way that we can get out there and force the message into the eyes and the minds of everyday Canadians, and hopefully rally gun owners, activate some gun owners. It never stops with semi-autos. It keeps on going to lever actions, to pump actions, all the way down to hinge or brake actions. That's all you're going to end up having if we continue on this trajectory for the next 10 years. This is exactly what's going to happen. Just look at Australia and look at New Zealand. It's going to be a lot worse. New Zealand is just starting their journey into absolute disarmament and the revocation of private property like firearms. Okay, so anyway, hope you're as excited about this as we are. I can't wait to get started on October the 2nd. Again, if you want to support what we're doing, if you go to firearmrights.ca, you'll see a landing page for the CCFR Integrity Tour. If you want to support what we're doing, you can make a small donation by hitting the donate button. You can become a member if you're not. Would really appreciate that support. Or, of course, there'll be a third button there to continue on to firearmrights.ca, to the website. So you can go in there and check out our web stories or sign up for the newsletter. It's another good thing to do. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter so we can reach you. We only probably send one newsletter every stinking 4 months. We're really bad at it, admittedly. So anyway, make sure you do all that stuff. I really appreciate your support. We will see you the next time you hear from us. We will be uploading videos from the road. We will see you all then.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.